Every moment is an act of creation. Some people are artists and some people are not. But we're all creating. The extraordinary thing about creating is that it truly connects you to the Creator. That initiating force that manifests everything we see. Some things that are created are molten steel, rock, brick, sand, water, earth. Some things that have been created are materials out of which we can take from their raw nature and build structures and create a material world that we live in. Creation is biological. Two human beings come together, drawn together by this powerful organic force called love, passion. And it creates and perpetuates new life. The greatest joy in being alive is touching that act of creation. And one of the other great pleasures in life is witnessing it, watching it express itself. Walking into a museum and seeing a truly beautiful work of art, a exquisite creation, touches us in some fundamental and aesthetic way, and it reverberates. And when we touch that feeling, that sensation of aesthetic purity, we feel connected to the source of creation. That source is never not available. We live within its manifested state, and we are all part of it, and we are all co-creators within it. When you go to a wonderful concert, particularly for me, a musical concert where somehow these divine sounds have come together in a way that prolongs this experience of the creative aesthetic moment, and you get an hour or more of like transcendent connectivity to something wondrous. This is witnessing creation in its manifested form. People who are artists, musicians, writers, poets, find creative voice and give a life over to it, to making something that is provocative, beautiful, something that strikes a note in a viewer's head and gives them a moment or a prolonged exposure to something exquisitely beautiful. That beauty that we touch, that joy that we touch, that bliss that we experience in the creative act and in the experience of witnessing creation itself or somebody's creation, that is a witnessing of the very fact of creation itself, the very expression of creation itself. It is uplifting, it is joyful, it is worth everything to touch that. The source of that creation is witnessed by creative people as inspiration, something that comes through and follows itself onto a page, onto a canvas, onto a note written in a score. It finds its way into an expression. But the joy of being a creative person is that you touch that thing that comes through and you express it in some way. And when you have a divine expression, it is witnessed and acknowledged by people as that very source itself. It is so beautiful, so explains why we are here as beings, to witness, to touch, to become the source of and the acknowledger of that beauty. And to do it individually is exquisite. To do it collectively is miraculous. To all sit together and touch that beauty in a movie, in an opera, in a concert, even at a football game, where a great artistic, aesthetic moment occurs. Often enough that it compels people to come together to watch these exquisite acts of performance that allow us to feel this unbelievably beautiful core element of our being. Not everybody is an artist. Not everybody is aware of their creative potential or how they manifest creation in the world. We're all doing it. Some creation is connected to source, if you will. Some creation is just messing about in the sandbox, playing around with the materials that we have. Some creation just doesn't look good. Some creation is unsuccessful. Some people build houses that look like crap. Some people build houses that you can't wait to spend time in. Everybody has an aesthetic. Some people's aesthetic is highly evolved and resonates beauty. Some people it resonates effectiveness and materials that look like functional, serviceable, fine, and some are just like unconsciously strewn around. You walk into someone's house and you know them. You know their aesthetic. You look around and you see people with nothing who've created beauty and people with great wealth who create ugliness. It doesn't have to do with how you're born. It has to do with how you are connected to this source. Are you a participant in the creation, or are you just mucking around in the sandbox? We know because of museums and concert halls that only a certain percentage of the creative act is honored, arrives at a place of transcendence, that it creates something so wondrous and beautiful that it needs to be lifted out of the ordinary into the extraordinary, and we get to witness it as special. Most things are not special. They are mundane. They are functional. They are necessary. They are just fine. Packaging on a package of Wonder Bread does not have to carry you into aesthetic joy. It's packaging. It's purposeful. It gets you there. Much of what we do in life gets us there. But we know and we are aware when something is special, when it reconnects us with what I call beauty, or what I will also call source. Source is ever-present. It is always there, and we are either witnessing, reaching for, and experiencing source, or we are experiencing the mundane, the everyday. The everyday is fine, but we all look for something that on occasion lifts us out of the mundane, carries us somewhere. Making love does that. Witnessing great art, hearing great music, lifts us up and carries us out. We love that experience of being carried out of the dull, repetitive, mundane nature of life. The simplest thing one can do to find that space of source, of creative beauty and joy, does not require you to go to a museum, because many people can't get to a museum. It doesn't require that you listen to exquisite music, because many people never hear a concert in their whole life. The source of all of that beauty is within every human being. The ability to sing and make music, the ability to see beauty, the ability to love another human being, the ability to make love is within every human being. Every life has at its source a capacity for an expression of beauty and joy and kindness and love that is a direct flow from the very core of being. Most people are so enraptured by the outer world, or so engaged in the outer world, that they are unaware of that source and that core within themselves. They don't have a language for it, they don't know about it, they don't acknowledge it on any level. Then again, there are people who have a religious connection to it, a sense of prayer, a sense of asking, a sense of reaching inward, or in their own mind, perhaps outward, for some kind of help, guidance, clarity, pleasure, joy, beauty in life. But the place one is asking from and the thing one is addressing is absolutely at the core of your own being. Inside your heart, inside the core of your chest, is a resonating, profoundly beautiful source of everything you're looking for outside. And the miracle is, if you just stop and get quiet and go inside and sit quietly past the noise of your mind, past the distraction of everything outside, past your sense of distraction and disappointment and fear and all of the other stuff that people have in life, and you just sit down and penetrate, enter into that source, you discover that from which all creation emerges. The journey in is subtle. It demands quiet. It demands focus. It demands stillness. And it demands your presence. You have to be willing to sit down and ask inside, as Rudy would call it, for help to surrender. Let go of the outer distraction. Let go of the outer compulsion. Let go of everything that's going on around you. And just for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, go into this place of wonder. And you will find that it inspires you. It doesn't necessarily inspire you to create great art. It inspires you to have a moment of true, authentic being in the world. So you bring forth this aesthetic beauty in how you deal with people around you, in your kindness, in your joy, in your compassion, in your liveliness, in your engagement of everything around you. This creative source comes through and it directs you. And it is so extraordinary, because when you are in the creative process, when I try to play with a photograph, which I do now with enormous pleasure, and I alter the coloration and the texture and the clarity of the image, or I muddy it, or I make it brighter, whatever I do with it, I feel my way through it. And there are these little notes inside me that go, yep, yep, nope, nope, yep, 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 try this, try that, nope, not working, try something else entirely different. Oh, look at that, wow, discovery, 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 and finally the thing you were looking for, boom, you go, oh, that's it, done, done. You have created an aesthetic moment. In life, the discovery of that rightness comes out of everything you do, how you prepare a meal, how you talk to somebody at work, how you engage the people you love, how you find, this doesn't feel right, this is too dark, this is too off kilter, this isn't quite right, let me try it another way. Let me find that creative core that directs me into the right moment. And when you find that quality in your being, you find that source inside you, you find that you are creating a beautiful life, a beautiful existence for yourself and for everyone around you. The creation is coming out of you in every moment. Instead of making people angry, you make them happy. Or if you make someone angry, you find a way to undo that so that there is harmony and joy and beauty again. The directive for that comes from the creative source of the Creator itself, and it is operating in you every moment of your life. Every instant of your life, you can draw upon this exquisite thing that knows how to make the moment beautiful. The moment can be exquisite, and every moment can be exquisite. And you, when you feel it's not exquisite, don't look for the world around you to tell you what to do, because it doesn't know. Go to the source. Go to the source of the creation and ask, what do I do to make this work? What do I do to create that moment where the painting suddenly has the right balance, this right coloration, the right line, the right hue that you look and need, that you're looking for and you know you need, but you can't find it? What is it? And it comes out of someplace inside, and it suddenly arises. It just goes yellow here. And you put the yellow there, and oh, there it is. It worked. That information and that knowledge, you may think it came from your head, and some people walk around thinking, wow, I'm so great. Look what I did. I knew exactly what to do. The misguidance of that, the idea that the ego mind knows, is how most people live. They take credit for their choices, for everything they do. But let me tell you, the true guidance, the true arrival of the aesthetic purity of being comes from way deep inside. And it's not your ego mind, it's your very being. If you relate totally to ego mind, you will walk around inflated in ways that are totally irresponsible and unsustainable. It will be miserable. You will not be able to keep that going. But if you can let go of that and go to the true center of who you are, you discover that who you are is creation itself, the creator of being. And one of the deeper discoveries at the core of your being is that everyone you know and every being you've ever met comes from that same place. That everyone is a manifestation of the singular source. And that source, when you go into it, connects you not just to you, but to everyone who ever has lived or will live, to all of existence. And it is an existence that exists beyond the manifestation of this world or multiple other worlds. It is the very essence of breath, of life, of being itself. And it is inside you. And if you can discover that by being part of the creative process, by being part of the conscious act of living. And trust me, creative process is not just making art, it's making kind and good, joyful life for yourself and others. That is the real creation that we're all part of. You don't have to be an artist in the world. If you can create happiness for another person, you've created art for your family, you've created art for your community, you've created art for your own being, and you will walk around going, wow, perfect, that works. That is beautiful, wow. As someone who's worked a lot in creative mode, I've also discovered that the creative source is not what you might call a constant flow. It works you as much as you work it. It will often go way below your source of availability. It will make you dig. It will make you strive for that energy. Rather than just keep giving it to you, it makes you function at a level that you have never functioned at before. And to get to that place, you have to find new parts of your being. You have to find new ways of being, new ways of accessing who you are and what you are. And it is very demanding. It is working you. It is creating you. And that's its process. By making you dig deeper for harmony, deeper for equilibrium, deeper for insight, deeper for the well of beauty, by making you function as part of its own true creative self, you are in dialogue with, you are in singular oneness with your own self. It is a process. It is an ongoing, beautiful process, and you are that process. If you get lost along the way, if you cease to see beauty, if you cease to feel harmony, if you no longer feel connected to the beauty of being, you must sit down. You must get quiet. You must hold yourself in a point of stillness and with the greatest possible capacity you can find, ask for help. Help to surrender and let go of everything so that it can reveal itself yet again as the very essence of you. And when it does that again, you will be reawakened, renewed, restored. You will find new life coming at you, and that just like a tree with the sap going into the ground and the leaves falling off, the new energy will come back in the spring and lift you up into something greater than you ever were before. That's the process. You are part of it. You have to do your part of it. You have to do your job. Work it. Do what you have to do. Don't despair. Don't get angry. Don't criticize the world. Do your work. All you have to do, sit down, be quiet, and ask for help to let go and open and receive. The creation works. The creator is within you. You will receive that which wants to be. You, in fact, will receive what you already are, being itself. Thank you. Any questions?